Restart.
Okay, we will now call this October 15th meeting of the Carson City Library Board of Directors to order. And we'll have the roll call.
Joanne Carpenter, Secretary.
Phyllis Patton, President.
Sandy Oshrock, Treasurer.
Patty Ferguson, Store Manager.
Phil Patton, Budget Director.
Connie Latterman, Correspondent Secretary.
Just sunglasses.
Do I have to vote on or am I in the lurch?
You do have to be voted on, but you can say you're here anyhow. Okay.
Down the Danforth number.
Okay. Is there anybody who has any public comment they would like to make at this time? Anything that you want to talk about that's not on this agenda? Okay, then we will move on to approval of the September meeting minutes. These were the minutes of the September 17th regular meeting. Did everybody have a chance to read them? I apologize, apparently the last page got flipped when they changed to a PDF. Still says it's backward, it's sideways.
I thought it was my printer.
Yeah, it was not that way when I put it in to be turned into a PDF, so I don't know what happened. So, are there any additions or corrections that needed to be made?
Move to accept the minutes from the prior meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor? Aye. Those opposed? Okay. We will accept Joanne's minutes for the September meeting. And now we'll have the treasurer's financial reports.
Okay. Everybody received a copy of it. There's been some additions. I did receive a statement from Edward Jones after I prepared my report. So the difference is that if you're looking at the financial position, we have in the cash account $194.72. That's interest earned this year, just on the transactions for Edward Jones.
$194.72.
Today, Isabella Bank matured. So that's going to be gone, and we should be receiving a statement on that pretty quickly. And we now have $10,000 in Bank of the West, earning 2.3%, and that matures at April 24th. So far, we're doing one a month. Every time we drop one, we pick up another month. At the end of the quarter, what I've been doing, since our City National was being depleted, based upon my writing so many checks, I decided to put the net profits for the quarter back into City National. So I transferred $5,000 at the end of September, which isn't on here because it didn't happen until October, from the checking account to City National. So that would bring us up to about $26,000 in City National. That's all I have.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions on any of these reports? She's got three of them here. The financial position is three pages. The monthly revenue and expense are three pages. And the year-to-dates are four pages. So if you've looked over all of that, if you have any questions at all, now's the time to ask.
Ask me now while I have it in front of me. We did buy the sofa for the library. The sofa itself cost about $300, but we had an anonymous donation made, and so it's only cost us $75. So that was one change. What else? The catalog sales, dear Lord, I don't know what's going on. But anyhow, they appear on the bank statement, so I have to acknowledge them.
They're all just tests.
They're testing $2.01
right.
That we've earned so far from catalog sales.
That's because they told me it was already, so I said, okay, now I want to see what it looks like on our end. So I became the donor,
okay.
And I made a donation. I got a nice little receipt back and everything. But the organization, Friends of the Library, got nothing other than a transaction had taken place.
Oh.
So I said, this will not work.
Yeah, we need that. Need to definitely know that.
So they're still working on it.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, Diane.
So that's all I have for treasurer.
Okay, then would somebody like to make a motion that we accept these?
And file for audit.
And file them for audit.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, that will happen. Okay, moving on to the Browser's Corner Bookstore Manager's Report.
You all have a copy in the packet. I just wanted to add that we went to the Health and Wellness Fair, and it was actually fun. Met a lot of nice people. We handed out about 43 coupons for a dollar off your purchase, and it was attached to a very nice information sheet that Phyllis had put together and a membership form. And there were a lot of people who said, yes, we love your store, and there were those people who said, we haven't heard about you, but we'll come see you. So, you know, I think it was a way to get out in the community, and I'm glad we did it. Our next big fanfare will be at the Bonanza on the 30th, where they're expecting between 1,000 and 1,500 children, and we may never be the same. And we will, Phyllis and Phil are working on decorations for the booth and the books.
And Dana's working on them too.
And yeah, and Dana has got her input in it, and she's making ghosties, which are in your folder.
Okay.
And the books are all labeled and ready to go. I ran out of labels. I'm sure there's not 1,500, but we'll manage.
I think I got some. Okay.
And other than that, we had a $7,000 month for September, which was down a bit from the month before. You know, it comes and goes.
I forgot to bring you the receipt for the candy, too.
Oh, okay.
I will drop it off here.
Does anybody have any questions?
I'll be in Thursday.
Okay, just leave it in before then. Okay, no questions? Well, you continue to do a good job, you know, moving things in and out.
Oh, they're moving in and out, all right.
You can't control how much people spend, so.
Yeah.
So we'll move on. Okay, so I assume that Diane is here and to stand in for Cena tonight.
I
so.
Am, yes, thank you very much. Nice to see you all again. So, wanted to fill you in on a few things. One, I hope Cena mentioned at least at one part last month that we did indeed have a second nomination for the National Medal for Museum and Library Services. Congressman Amadei was thrilled, happy to nominate us this time. So everything is in, and one of the great things about the nomination is that there is information, documentation about a lot of the work and the projects that the library has done, and many of those are things that the Friends have supported, from the Digitorium to, you know, a lot of the projects that have had matching funds from the Friends, so you all have been an important part of that whole process and where we got to last year, too, as a finalist. And I wanted to give you just a wrap-up on where some of that matching funds has gone in this last year. We just wrapped up the Makerspace grant. All the information went into the state library and ultimately up to the federal level on that, and the matching funds there helped purchase a Mac computer and an additional 3D printer, a newer 3D printer for the Makerspace. And if you all haven't been over there, we would love to have you come by and see it at some time too.
You're going into gun production?
Absolutely not. That is one of the things that we do have for all our machines is that, you know, weapons and other things. There are things that are not allowed for production on any of the machines. So, good point there, though.
One of the other projects that wrapped up was Playaways, the read or listen in one programs that was won, and the matching funds there extended the purchasing power of the project so we could get additional materials for that program as well. So that has been a great aspect to that. We are looking to our current LSTA project is the strategic planning. So there's some matching funds will be in that. That'll play out through June 30th. And ever on the grant cycles that come out of the State Library, the next round of those grants are going to be, well, they're starting in the proposal or the introduction phase. And those first round information is due to them November 9th, and then full applications into next year. And that would be for potential funding July of next year. So we are always on that grant cycle, one grant cycle or another. And that's just one aspect that we're after. Just like you guys, October, very busy month. We were thrilled. We were right next door to the Friends table at the health fair.
It was fun.
I know. We were kind of, sometimes we'd pass people back and forth. You know, it's like, oh, good, Friends are over here. We were able to sign people up on the spot for library cards and highlight some of the Overdrive and downloadable books. Again, Friends money's in that to help that particular project as well. And that's one of our more popular questions of people coming by the table if they weren't, already using some of those resources. And Bonanza, we are in that as well. So we will be doing the costume contest and a few other smaller events amongst that. And I don't want to scare you, but the Facebook event that they have for Bonanza has had, now it's interested, not going, but they have had 4,000 interested.
Wow.
They've had what?
That does 4,000, 4,000. Now, you get a lot of interest, that happens.
Doesn't mean they're going to show up.
Right. But, even at 50%, that's still kind of like...
We may run out of things.
and you can't, planning for 1,500 is a good number, because I know that's one that they're using.
Right.
But that was just like, I think it's an event that could likely grow quite a bit as the years go on. It's pretty popular on that part. We're going to be in the Nevada Day Parade, so, be out there with the band and a number of other things. That'll be a fun thing. A few of our things that have been going on, we've got people everywhere. One of the reasons Sina isn't here, she's off to the Nevada Library Association Annual Conference just finished up over the weekend. And we had 4 staff members traveling there, and we were fortunate enough to get some what they call micro grant or CE micro grant funding from the State Library to help support some of our staff to go to that. As I said, we have 2 staff members going to Internet Librarian this week, and looking forward to getting the information. We had Valerie and a few others going to Idaho for Entrepreneur Center and Business Accelerator events going on in Boise, Idaho. And they also went to the Meridian Library, which, although not exactly a peer library, they're a little bigger. They're kind of in a high-rent district on that part. But they do have some interesting community education programs and makerspace and business things going on. So like to see some of the information that they're bringing back on that as well. Those were the main things. Funding that we have through the end of this year from the Friends. The orders are out for the online resources where we have the funding scheduled from July 1 on. So most of that, I think we're all on schedule with what we're looking at there. So I didn't know if any of you had any questions on that, on what's going on.
I just have not really a question, but a request. Kind of like,
The bookmark that we printed out last year, I would like to update that for where did the $38,000 we gave you last January
go? Want it for the January meeting?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good idea.
That's possible.
No, that's good. Okay. On that part, we can certainly get that in there. I'm going to put that in my notes.
No invoices, just information.
Oh, and one of the things I didn't actually have written down here, but we've been doing a number of cooperative things with the Director of Arts and Cultural Affairs here in the city, Mark Salinas. This is an Arts and Culture Month. And if you come over to the library, you may see near the check-in, one of the art projects that they had for the community was mannequins, giving mannequins to artists and having them come up with different designs. So we have one of the mannequins from that art project, what they call the bookworm, kind of cute. And what they are doing for El Día de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, they're going to have kind of a paint sip and discussion type thing, and the library has on the laser cutter in the makerspace, we made the skull outlines for that they are going to be painting at that particular event. So that's going to ultimately be put in, I think, the museum. They are going to put like, I don't know, they have 100 of these, and now they just asked for a few more, so these are going to be part of the public display for El Día. So, makerspace at work in the community. So, any other questions or thoughts?
I don't think so. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, let me get that down there. We'll move on to the budget chairman report.
Okay. Well, Patty, even though September wasn't as high as August, it was still $600 better than budget.
Yes.
Because September's a low budget month because of the number of work days.
Yes.
Okay?
All so, right.
So now the friends in total is $49.94 better than budget. Total net profit better than budget. So if nothing happens in October, November, December that's bad, we're going to have a good year. If it does, we got some cushion.
Huge snowstorms or anything like that.
Farmer's Almanac doesn't show any huge storms. Not
until later.
New one or the old one?
The new one, I think.
They don't agree.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh, dear. Because the storms, the major storms kind of look like January. I don't know if I want to know what the other one says.
So did anybody have any questions on Phil's report? You would notice that the $75 that Sandy mentioned about the sofa is included in the meeting, which means it was a part of the cost of putting on that staff luncheon. It was.
Oh, and I didn't mention that sofa is wonderful that we have back there.
Does it sleep good?
I've had a chance to put my feet up a little bit, not putting them on it, but I haven't gotten to the nap time yet.
That's okay, Diane. You were the first person to be photoed on it, and I'm sure we're going to get it on Facebook somehow.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
So it was a part of the gifts beyond the frames and the certificates that we gave them that day. It wasn't here yet, so we had to improvise. Okay. Your committee reports from the corresponding secretary, fundraising, membership, and publicity are written and in the packet. So any questions you have about any of these, I think we're all chairmen are here tonight. You can ask your questions. And then I wanted Bill to give an update on his nominating committee report, because I know it was written a couple of weeks ago, and who knows what might have happened between now and then.
Well, the ongoing search is carrying forth. There's been some housekeeping issues, actually, that have kind of fallen in there. That when I appointed the lawyer, I kind of got the impression that there was more time. But the first 2 weeks after the appointment was really complex for them. And then I found out that some of them don't text, and some of them like email, and some of them don't answer their phone, and they don't answer their phone messages. And so I go, all right, kids, at some
welcome
point,
to the club.
At some point in time here, let's try to put it all together. And as of last night, I got a couple of nice responses saying, hey, we're here now, we're clear, and let's get on with it.
Okay,
so I went,
good.
Okay. We'll see how that runs out. In the meantime, in the absence of a lot of assistance, and one of the things I've tried to tell this group of people is that I'm not doing this myself. I mean, that's been too much the MO of this operation here. And that, you know, I mean, I'll do it. If it lands on my plate and I'm the only player, then I'll be glad to do it. But I get really irritated when, I mean, this comes about in one of the, in another format. In terms of searching for candidates, one of the things that I think should be stressed, if at all possible, is that the candidate for president should have an understanding that trying to push a rope with keeping help in this operation is its own game, okay? I mean, seriously, it's a, we have a, it's just a, it's just a, it's okay. There's no big issues. I called RSVP, by the way, and told him, you know, we're members, or we log our people, and what do you have by way of individuals that might be interested in doing this? Do you keep a list of these people? Who does this kind of stuff? And I got a call yesterday. No, actually, I got a call this morning from some lady there who said, we'd be glad to work with you and we want to get together. And so I said, okay, well, I'd hope that Ursula or somebody here on the committee would be here tonight so I could delegate that to them. But
well,
I can't, well, you know, it's an odd scenario here. And we'll just, I mean, these things come about through no fault of the committee members.
Right.
I mean, it just happens. Yeah, I mean,
I sent out the e-blast that you wanted this
good,
morning.
Thank you, I appreciate
so
that.
So hopefully we'll get some response to that.
Yeah.
I did see it.
Me too.
Yep. It came through.
Not the
yep.
PDF on
I
the
think,
side.
I think that needs to be one of our criteria for almost every officer and committee chair, is they at least be computer literate enough to send emails back and forth or have you know, good phone connections. We probably should add that to all job descriptions. But yeah, it's not an easy task, Bill.
Well,
but I'm
no,
sure
I'm,
you will do it.
Well, yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's still new, and we've still got roughly about an easy month to put things in play, and then another period of time which to solidify it. But
yeah. But you have to have it done. You have to have it to this committee 60 days out.
Okay, so that's December, November.
November, yeah.
Yeah, it's about a month out, right?
Right,
yeah.
So.
Well, the real thing, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, let's just do that. The reason what I'm trying to do is this. If somebody has somebody who's really popular and they would like to see them in that job, please let me know now, because mm-hmm. I'm going to take a real affront at the work that this takes in if at the end of the trail there's a write-in that blows it all out.
Right.
Okay? I think that's a slap in the face to the search committee.
Right.
So kindly tell me so we can nip this thing in the bud early on. That's all.
Okay. And I can just update just a little bit on the fundraising report, because this was written 2 or 3 weeks ago, and there was a period of time there where it looked like it might be falling apart. But I went away for a nice relaxing 4-day weekend and came back and had all kinds of emails from Valerie, and we're on again, so I'm recruiting volunteers again, for sure.
We've got two sponsors. She's got quotes on food and drink from a couple of different people. And people that are asking how they get the tickets. So you may or may not sell any tickets here, but I suspect as soon as Allie activates the button on the website, we will get some online sales tickets for it. So just be aware. It is on the screen. I think you've all seen it and probably asked, what is this? That's what it is. It's the tickets for the Nevada Day event at the Hub. So if there are no other questions, we will move on. No other questions? Okay. The next item on the agenda is we have the resignation of Member-at-Large Jan Peace right after I posted last month's agenda, so I couldn't bring it up last month. She's still having health problems, and she's kind of lost interest in what we're doing, so she decided to resign. I ask around, and I asked Darlene if she would be interested in being a member at large. I thought it would be a good opportunity for her to get to know more about how the whole business operates and not just the bookstore, so that she could see if she wanted to get involved in committees and all that sort of thing. And she agreed to do it. So I just want you guys to I would just like you guys to confirm that you agree with that appointment.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Everybody in favor?
Oh, yes.
You're going to stay, Darlene.
Is she alive?
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow. Is she breathing?
Is she breathing?
That's okay. I think it's a cover.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's okay. It's a cover.
Okay. And Patty pretty much covered the stuff on the Bonanza, and then Diane kind of blew us out of the water with what she heard, but we will move on.
Oh, my goodness.
Phil and I are going tomorrow to pick out the stuff to build the frame with, so I may be calling on Dana for a little more help in a few days. Okay. Updates on posts in the past and upcoming events. The author event for Ursula was very well attended, and our one for Steve Robbie last Wednesday was awesome.
Awesome.
We had standing room only crowd.
51 total.
It's
the most I've ever counted on.
We have 36 chairs in this building, including those four over there. We had 51 people, so we definitely probably far exceeded the fire department's recommendation.
Well, most of them were police officers, so I guess
yeah.
It's okay.
That's true, they were.
Yeah, there was someone that we knew, friend of them from
right.
before. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of connections.
A lot of friends here. So that was good. And he was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you learned a lot about being a state trooper if you were interested in that, but you found out the funny parts of it and some of the parts maybe that weren't quite so funny. So it was a very good turnout. Next Monday, 2 weeks.
22nd.
Oh, next week.
Next week.
Yes. Tarborg will be here. We probably will run into the same problem. I am going to check with Virginia at the library about maybe scheduling some of these over in the digitorium, but Monday night is not a night that we can do that because they close at 6. So we will do Todd here. This was his choice. This night was his choice. So
it's okay, Patty. We're going to leave the table and chairs out till next Monday.
I don't think so, Phil.
So that is the last one that I have scheduled. I have two people that were kind of interested in coming in November, but one of them was in the process of moving away from this area, and she wasn't sure she would be back for any reason during that time period. And the other one is Ken Beaton, and I understand that he just recently sent his manuscript to the publisher, so I don't know if he'll have it back by November. Now that I'm back home, I need to make those two phone calls and find out what's going on. I think we already have one scheduled in January, one probably scheduled for February. And I had contacted David Wise, the X Games and Olympic snowboarder, I think he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Rio, after he wrote his book, there was an article in the paper. And it took him a while to get back to me. But I did finally hear back from him. They could not come this fall, but his wife said maybe next spring. That one I definitely will probably work with Virginians if we can do something in the library.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
He should be a good
So girl. That's what I've got to hand over to Anne, so she's not starting from scratch. Okay? And remember, these are at 5:30 now, since we're on winter hours. Do any other board members have any comments? Okay, I got one more. This is going to affect Sandy and Joanne. I had arranged for Nevada Momentum to come and give a report on what they had done so far for this meeting, and then I forgot to put them on the agenda.
Oops.
They do have their report pretty much ready. They would like to go ahead and give it to us without waiting till November, because they know that we need that information for putting together the budget for next year. And they just want to show you what they've actually done. So Allie asked me if they could come to, say, like our executive committee meeting or something like that, and give their report, which we can do. She also asked to ask this group, if you have any questions, criticisms, comments about the website and its use, how easy or hard it is to use, please write them down so I can give it to them so they can make adjustments. So do that in the next couple of days if you could. And then we just have to decide on a day we can get together. Okay? Uh-huh. Okay. So that's not part of this, because we can't vote on anything. We just have to agree. And there's no public here, so we will skip the public comment. And we're down to adjournment. Somebody would like to make it.
Oh, I still move.
That way you don't have to walk out.
That way I don't have to leave.
Then all you'll right. Move even faster.
Yeah,
Okay, then the meeting is adjourned.
Wonderful. Gosh.
Wow.